Is this what a fun spot? Are we gonna move it up?
To play left, right there.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa. And special guest, I'm not waiting.
You're not going to wait?
Not waiting. There's no buffer zone here.
There isn't?
I already know from talking before the break, or during the break, or talking, at some point we're going to want her to stay longer.
Yes.
Monica Peterson from HGTV.
One of the most gorgeous women here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, I would have to say.
You guys are nice. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here. Down. Yes.
Boom. I wrote that line.
Did you give her $20?
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Change.
Back in my bag. Let's just hang out.
She carries hundreds. So.
You guys are so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, we try.
I want to interview you because I'm usually around couples who are working in their house and they're fighting all the time. I'm like,
okay.
Right.
You know what?
We can
go ahead. We've been talking all day. What do you want to know?
Okay. So
I'm an Aquarius.
You're an Aquarius?
No, he's not an Aquarius. No. He's a Leo.
That's all I could think of.
Oh, Leo.
So
you look
Leo.
Like a Leo. You
yeah.
so look like a Leo.
Yeah.
How are you, Teresa?
I'm a Cancer.
I'm Pisces. You said love Cancer signs.
Yeah.
We're like best friends.
Oh,
like
yeah.
BFFs?
Yeah.
Like whatever.
And I love your shoes
totally.
And your bracelets.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. That's
and
great.
I love your dress,
gonna,
too.
Like
I have
my dress.
It's very similar to that.
Thank you. It's all about the sort of military kind of style right now.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
That's what you're going to say,
Mark.
Except my Spanx. I can't breathe because of my Spanx.
Everyone.
No idea what's happening.
For the few people.
This is my part of my show.
For the few people that don't know who Monica is.
Because she's on three, not currently, one is not running. Bang for your buck.
It might still be running in reruns. Who knows? But
Mark, you're kind of hurting my feelings now.
Okay.
Because they're all on all the time. So my Design to Sell, still on.
I meant in production. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I should leave again.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we forgive you.
Just
yes,
cancel.
Design to Sell Chicago, Bang for Your Buck, which is a really fun show, and then Dream Home. I host the HGTV Dream Home.
Now, we went to the Dream Home, and we did a show there in Vermont. And it's gorgeous, and no one would let us sit down.
Oh, I know. You can, and when you're filming, like a lot of people don't, like they think we're hanging out, we're filming in the Dream Home. We're like, hey, open the fridge.
Yeah.
No one sits down.
No.
Cameramen, production assistant, nobody, producers. Everything is off limits because the designer, you know, she really feels like this is going to be someone's home, and they don't need to, like, get the home and know that, like, everyone and their brother has been sitting there with their feet
they
up.
They were serious
right.
about
right.
it, too. I
they
joked
are.
With Linda Woodrum. Hey, do you guys ever enjoy the house? She's
no.
like... No. And I felt like I was being scolded by my mom.
Yeah,
I was
wash
like,
your
I'm
mouth
sorry.
Out with soap.
Oh, no. I know. I'm there for a couple weeks on set. I totally get it. I'm always sitting on a crate. I'm always freezing in some corner or I'm on the floor. Like,
exactly.
We're eating lunch on the floor in the garage.
In the garage.
Nothing goes on in the house.
That garage is unbelievable.
The garages are usually
fabulous.
Well, we had the winner of the Dream Home on our show. And he
for Vermont?
Totally. Yeah. And he said that he is going to, you know, he's going to keep the home and he's going to use it, but he's also going to rent it out because they're going to keep their house in Illinois. So, I totally want to rent that house to use it for a family vacation.
Oh, you should.
It's gorgeous.
And it's so smart. And well, you know, and here Eric and Catherine Maxinix is their name.
Uh-huh.
I actually surprised them. Here's the crazy part. Over 76 million entries, right? And then I have a call with HGTV where they say, okay, Monica, pack your bag. This is where you're going because they literally pull the name. So, I have a couple suitcases packed. I'm ready if it's a hot climate or a cold climate. And the producer called me and said, have you ever heard of Hinsdale, Illinois? And I said, do you have a camera on me or something? I'm like, I'm in Hinsdale right now. And they're like, what? I'm like,
seriously?
Yeah. So my best friend, I helped her remodel her kitchen and I was dropping off lighting. I'm never in town, A. B, I'm like never like hanging out with my girlfriend in the middle of the day looking at light fixtures. And sure enough, I just dropped off lighting and then they called. I said, you're kidding. They're like, no, the winner's from Hinsdale. So I grew up 10 minutes from there. It was just really weird. 76 million entries, the winner is... Is
where you are.
Where I was at was that day. It was
very
strange.
What are the chances
strange.
Of that?
So when they announced...
No, I know it sounds crazy, but it's...
I just want to say, when they announced the winner of the next Dream Home,
yeah.
that day just
should I be
our
in
house.
Your town
totally
yeah. but he was a really cool guy. He had been entering every day. Uh-huh. You probably asked him that, right? And he entered when his wife had a baby in the hospital.
Oh my God.
I mean, he was crazy. He was so into it.
Yeah.
But really cute couple, and it was just fun for me because it was near where I grew up. And
like they didn't even have to give you directions to go over there.
No, I was giving the production crew directions, and I said, oh yeah, this is a hotel where you should stay, this is where we're gonna eat. And I've done, you know, 5 of these dream homes, so it's just been this random thing.
But that is fantastic.
I was like, I was right next to the town. I was in the town over.
So you were with your girlfriend, you said, dropping off lighting?
Yeah.
So you were helping her do what in her house? I'm curious, because, you know, we see you on TV.
Okay.
I want to know, you know, what you're doing.
Okay, so this is when I'm not on television. Okay, so when I'm not on television, a couple things. One, I'm, like, always trying to be a good daughter. My husband and I take care of my mom, so I'm total taking care of my mom all the time. Like, you know, on the way home from the airport, on the way to the airport, I'm stop and check on my mom. That's a big thing for me. I know it's not sexy and glamorous on radio, but I'm all about being a good daughter. And then I've been married for 13 years, and my husband and I, we just like hang out. We play golf. That's sort of it's our hobby. That's
cool.
We're big golfers. So most of our vacations are geared around golf, and in the summertime, I mean, it's fun for me. I'm working for Kohler right now. I've been going to Kohler for 13 years. Like since I've been married, I was going long before I was in design just to play golf up there. So we play golf, but then I have to keep up my friendships, you know, and I have this busy job where I travel. So all of my friends are like, could you just come help me with this? Just come help me with that. Just come help me with this. So I was at my girlfriend's. I had designed her kitchen for her. We did the plans probably a year ago, and then she finally got it going on. And the only thing we hadn't picked out was lighting. And I said, let's just wait. We did a lighting plan, but we hadn't picked out the pendants. So I said, let's just wait and see how we feel, because you might want to, there might be something cool out there that we can afford that's different. And at that day, she said, you've got to come here now. The contractor's here. He's got to place the junction box. And she was having a panic attack. So that's what I do in my time off. I help people. I fix their lives.
Yeah.
My mother, she's always got some drama. And I've got, you know, my husband always needs something for me.
We have no idea what that's about.
He has no idea. So I bring my sewing machine in the car. Yeah. Like, I'm helping my friends all the time.
That's like a mirror image of our life. Seriously.
All the time.
All the time. I love what I do, and I loved it that day. But I probably should have just, like, been getting some R&R.
Well, you're obviously in great shape. So it's got to be more than
golf. Well, I already said she's probably...
You guys are so... I'm serious. You guys are cute. Nice. Full of compliments.
Where's your favorite place to golf?
My favorite place to golf? My favorite course is the Irish course up at Kohler from the women's tees.
Uh-huh.
Very specific about that. I love the Oceans course. It's a really hard course. It's way too hard for me. It's down in South Carolina on Kiawah Island. There's something magical about it. And they had the Ryder Cup there, I think it was about 5 years ago. So my husband and I both agree. Like, we discuss after we play golf. And we both, you know, always say that, like, the Ocean Club or... the Ocean Club in Kiawah Island. That was our
That's the
favorite.
One that spoke to you the most?
Yeah, we've golfed in Ireland, Scotland. We've golfed
now,
all
have
over.
Have you been to St. Andrews?
I have not played it, no.
But how is it golfing with your husband? Are you guys competitive?
No. You know what? The only time, I've been married 13 years, the only time the word divorce ever came out was actually on the golf course. And I had that, like you would imagine in a movie, when you stand up to tee off and you completely whiff it and kind of fall over. I don't know, I was swinging too fast, whatever. And he thought it was funny, and he's like,
and you
oh,
didn't.
And I did not, because you know what? I was going to break 100 that day, and I had a great score going on. Of course, I got really excited. I was going to pound the ball, and I whiffed it, almost fell over. And he's like, sweetheart, swing out of your shoes, why don't you? And I turned off that tee, and I'm like... those words ever come out again, that's it, we're done. He looked at me like, are you kidding me? But yes, he's never said it again. But no,
he's a good boy for not saying it again.
He's a great guy. And my dad gave me great advice when we got married. He said, kid, you got to get a hobby. He said, find something to do.
Together.
I don't care what it is. If you're into fishing, if you're into working on the house, whatever it is, do it together, and you're going to grow old doing it. And so we picked up golf. And
that is so true.
Oh, so you didn't play like in high school on the golf team?
No, I worked at a country club in high school. I watched golf carts. I was a girl working there.
Yeah.
So that was it. And we picked up golf together. And he was a good golfer. My husband was into it already. But he's taught me. And we have had the best time. Well, like, you guys work together and you enjoy each other. We've had so much fun traveling on trips. And we meet really nice other couples. And,
that's great.
You know, it's been really fun.
Oh,
that is really nice. Because I agree with that. It is really important to find something you love to do with your significant other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have kids or whatever. They grow up. And then you're with you know, kids can be distracting. Career can be distracting. And if you don't have something you connect on, and I bet you find out when you're working on the HGTV shows too, is that couples that are fighting with each other, you know, finding some way.
They got to get out of it. Like, yeah. My husband's got a busy job. I have a busy job, and it's easy to come home and just say we're gonna chill out. But instead, it's like we have something fun that we can go do together. Like we can get there and kind of be tired of each other and not really want to talk. But a few holes into it, it's like, oh, you know, you're like loving each other again. So I agree. And a lot of couples, houses are hard. Their renovations are hard. And I'm sure you guys see this. People are spending a lot of money. How many kitchen remodels are we really going to do in our lives? Maybe three, most people.
Oh,
maybe the starter. Maybe even they're not doing it every year. Yeah. So it's not something they know a lot about.
Yeah.
And it's scary. So I understand the stress of that a renovation causes. I mean, they're spending a lot of money. It's very scary.
So when the cameras are off, is the tension level for some couples just like through the roof, others like more calm?
No, usually it's worse when the cameras are off. A lot of times you're seeing a good face when the cameras are on, but usually it's worse. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a freak out factor.
Yeah, and there's like the I told you so, I wanted to do that 10 years ago, why didn't you listen? I mean, there are a lot of what I did that you would never see on television.
Sure.
It's just sitting down.
So what do you do when you're off camera and they're like going at it? Do you try to help?
I talk to them and I just say, listen, you know what? I mean this, I would never do anything. I would never do anything to hurt the value of your home.
Right.
So trust me, and if you hate it, I will come back. And I say, and a lot of times, you know, the women are often more passionate about it. Like in home repair, they always say like the woman is the CEO of the house as far as home improvements and stuff, right? So I usually say to the husband, sort of, you know, off to the side a little bit, your wife's probably been thinking about this a lot longer than you have. And she's been collecting those Kitchen and Bath magazine, Ideas magazine, and she's been thinking about it. And this little decision, you know, the edge on the granite, is it bull nose, is it OG, that she's belaboring or you're belaboring or you're challenging each other, you know, it's not that big of a deal. And why don't we compromise? So usually, when I say to a guy, you know, it means a lot more to her, they're usually pretty, you know, pretty supportive.
That is really good advice, too.
Yeah.
Really is. For all the men listening, listen to her. Listen to her.
Well, sometimes it's the guys. Sometimes the guys are more into it.
That's true. You have to know
the momentum of who's like more involved.
Yeah. What you're the captain of in your relationship. So you have to give and take. You have to let them win some. You have to give on some others. Yeah. And I'm going to give on a break.
I was going to be captain of that. Either way, we're taking
it. Take us into a break.
Monica Peterson, thank you. We'll see you with more My Fix It Up Live.
What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress on. The door was smashed, you said that she's the mom. Spend our summer holding on. Because even though it was a fine print club, bags are packed, heading got lost inside it. Story goes, worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. Caught in the breeze, I'm on my knees, and then keep this together. What a perfect year. Follow your heart. Find a stage, catch a plane, still remain at the world apart. You meet new faces, you show them your smile. I hope they know you, and I hope they know your style. Cause even though it was a fine friend lost, bags are packed, heading got lost in time. Story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. Caught in the breeze, I'm on my knees, I'm begging, keep this together. See, even though there was a fire.
change for the better. Calling the breeze upon my knees, begging, keep this together. What a perfect day. Lay left, right there. Tip the kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your side.